You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So welcome to Finishing Well today with our certified financial planner, Hans Scheil. And we were just saying that in order to finish well, we're going to have to start well. So
that's how it goes.
Yeah. So starting well today, our show is Medicare Essentials, right? And so when you think about, you know, Jesus, you know, he asked the, you know, rich young ruler if he could, you know, give us the essentials of the Bible, sort of, you know, how do the law, how do you read it? You know, what are the big factors? And he boiled it down to two, which is going to have a lot to do with today's show. He boiled it down to two that, you know, there were originally 10, and he's like, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Well, you did that for me a couple months ago, and it's been very helpful.
So, and it's fascinating how you can take all 10, and actually the first 5 have to do with the first, love the Lord your God, and the second 5 have to do with love your neighbor as yourself. But interestingly, when it comes to Medicare, it really is about loving your neighbor. And I think it was God, because when we get to these essentials, I think you're going to be surprised, I really do, on how cool this really is. And really, it goes way back to the Blue Cross Blue Shield days, which Hans, you know stuff that is really helpful to really boil this stuff down.
Well, yeah. I mean, when I wrote both of my books, and specifically the first one, I went back to a lot of things in the beginning of Medicare and beginnings of Social Security. And then I started my career in this business in 1976. So I'm able to go back to the beginnings of my career and really look for how did all this stuff get started. And when you get specifically what we're talking about today is Medicare, you know, you really have to go back and, you know, like, what are they thinking? I mean, if you're somebody that is first being exposed to Medicare right now in 2020, and you're sitting down, you're reading the books, you're calling people into your home, or you're doing this on the phone, and you're trying to get Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, Plan G, and you just, you know, I've spent 100 and some radio shows, and I've spent really the modern part of my 2010 on where I've been a financial planner and own my own business and really taken control of this messaging, ultimately wrote the book. This has been a sticking point to me is that I don't necessarily think that I have been doing that great of a job of getting the essential points across that people need to learn about Medicare to make good decisions. I mean, me and the rest of the industry, we just make this stuff too confusing, because it is confusing when you got 4 moving parts of Medicare and they distinctly are Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, and then you still name them A, B, C, D, G. For the supplements, whoever thought of that, of naming them the same thing, I mean, people are just lost. And so what we're going to try to do today is we're going to try to just boil it down to the essentials. We're not going to try to do that. We're going to do that.
Yeah. And I find it actually quite helpful to go back to the 60s and think about what health insurance looked like. You know, when I was a small child, you know, my dad worked for General Motors, and our health insurance back then was through Blue Cross and Blue Shield. And I've always called it Blue Cross Blue Shield, but some people just call it Blue Cross. But it ain't just that, right?
Well, no. So in the beginning, when you first had health insurance, you had Blue Cross, which was an association of the hospitals, and it was hospital insurance or hospital association. So all the hospitals got together, and all the people in the community and the businesses, or some of them, paid into a fund so that when one of them went to the hospital, they would pay the hospital bill out of the fund. So it was like pre-funding hospital insurance. That's Blue Cross. They later all came together in one association, and it became national. It's Blue Cross. And then you had Blue Shield. And Blue Shield, completely different symbol, used to be a different company. That's medical insurance. That's all the doctors banding together. And so you used to have two policies. You'd have a hospital policy and a medical policy. And so that's really since the 20s and the 30s and, you know, on up. And Medicare came out for people 65 and over in 1965. I write about this in my book. And so with Medicare, it's natural that it has two parts to it. It has Part A and Part B.
Yeah, and so you might be shocked or not that Part A is like Blue Cross. It's for the hospital. And
it
Part
is.
B is like Blue Shield. It's for the doctors.
Yeah, and then expanded to include outpatient, which used to, in 1965, was just the doctor's office, was outpatient, or the emergency room, where you didn't actually go sleep in the hospital, but they did stuff to you without putting you in there. Well, that's expanded to the point where most of the stuff that you used to stay in the hospital for is done on an outpatient basis, so it's going to be under Part B. So I think if we go back and we just, for today's purposes and understanding, we're going to just forget about Part C and Medicare Advantage plans. We're just going to leave them off the table. And the prescription drug plans, the Part D, we're just going to get that out of the picture. And we're only going to talk about Part A and Part B.
Right, which, you know, for me, because interestingly, my daughter was doing her final exam just last night. And she calls me on the phone, you know, at 11 o'clock at night to come outside because she wanted some help with this exam. And there was a picture of this, of a Blue Cross Blue Shield card with a little blue cross on it, little blue shield. And her question was that she was struggling with, and it was a PPO. She said, does this represent shared risk? And I went, whoa, my understanding of shared risk, no, it doesn't, but it really did, and I probably helped her miss that question on her final. But this understanding Part A and Part B from a standpoint of Medicare has everything to do with shared risk.
Sure.
As I learned from Hans today after I messed up my daughter.
Okay, so Part A is simple. So Part A, We're gonna leave off the skilled nursing part, and we'll talk about that on another show. We're going to leave off the special psychiatric benefits and the limits of that. And we're just going to talk about what most Part A money goes toward is paying people's hospital bill. And so for the first 60 days in the hospital, okay, I mean 60 days is a long time to spend in a hospital.
Yeah, they hardly will let you stay there in 60 days anymore, yeah. Unless you're – you know, I got to stay one time 30 days, but that's because I had a brain infection. So, but other than that, it's hard to get there.
Well, what do you think your hospital bill would be if you were in there 60 days?
Oh, my
gosh. Let's just take a guess.
Oh, it would be $250,000 if you were in there 60 days. I'm certain.
Yeah. And if you only had Medicare Part A and you had a $250,000 hospital bill, you didn't have any supplements, you had nothing else, you're just only relying on Part A, what do you think your shared risk would be? Or what do you think, how much of that $250,000 bill do you think that you would owe?
Well, I don't think I know because I've been trained by it's $1,408.
Okay, that's what I want everybody to understand. So if we're going to understand Part A, which is just your hospital bill, you're going to have a lot more to pay than just this $250,000. Or if we took a more realistic example, like we did earlier where we were talking about somebody that was in there for 7 days, what do you think your hospital bill? And we could come up with $30,000. It doesn't really matter whether it's $30,000 or $250,000. Your only expense, if you only had Medicare, would be $1,408 in 2020. Okay. Now that's a pretty good sized number, and it, you know, we're going to come back in later and talk about a Medicare supplement that's going to pay that. But what we're trying to do today is just understand Medicare.
So if we understand what you just took me through, my part of the risk on that $30,000 or $250,000 is $1,408. I'm sharing the risk with Medicare. My deductible is $1,408. If I don't have a supplement or anything else, I'm just what the government's giving me on Medicare, which is marvelous when you think about
it. If you're in there one night, you're going to owe $1,408. If you're in there seven nights, you're going to owe $1,408. If you're in there 60 nights, you're going to owe $1,408. So if all you had to worry about was a hospital bill, you would be able to decide whether you wanted to have a supplement or not. I mean, that's pretty good insurance right there. Okay. Now, with these hospital bills, you're going to have a bunch of doctor bills and a bunch of lab tests and a bunch of things that are billed separately.
Does that ambulance go in that?
Ambulance will go in that, yeah. Lab tests. You're going to have follow-up visits to the doctor. You're going to go to just outpatient. You're going to have people come see you that you're never going to meet, and labs that things are going to be sent to.
And rehab.
Yeah, and just we're leaving that out, though. We're just – so when you're in the hospital, we came up with a bill of $30,000 or $250,000 or $5,000 if it was just overnight. And what we're talking about now is the stuff that falls under Part B. And Part B is still simple. It's just a little more complicated than Part A is. And Part A is real easy to understand. You go in the hospital, spend the night, you're going to owe $1,408. Doesn't matter. All the way up to 60 nights. And we can talk in another show or another time what happens after 60 days. You have an annual deductible of $198. It would have been nice if they just made it 200 and it would have been easier to remember, but it's $198.
I sold too many cars. They're always $19.95. You never do $2,000.
One trip to the doctor during the year, or the first trip to the doctor, you're going to eat up that $198. And under Medicare, Part B, which is all your doctor and outpatient, is going to pay nothing until it gets to $198. And when we go through our examples, we're going to assume you met that earlier in the year. After the Part B deductible, Medicare pays 80% of your approved charges. 80%.
So your shared risk is going to be 20%. When we come back for the next segment of Finishing Well, which is today's show, Medicare Essentials, we're going to be getting all into that. In the meantime, you may go, wow, I bet there's stuff to read about this in Hans's book that he talked about, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. You can get that at cardinalguide.com. When we come back, what is all this shared risk with Part B? And it's all going to boil down to pretty simple stuff, so stay tuned.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
So welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil and today's show, Medicare Essentials. And it's nice to know the essentials. And actually, a little history lesson has helped us get back to why it is simple. And, you know, for me now, I think about what I knew about Medicare 2 years ago, and it was woefully, you know, like no clue.
But the Part B deductible, which is now $198, when I started in 1976, was $25.
Ah.
And after you met your deductible, it still paid 80%. So the 80% hasn't changed in going on 50 years, 40-some years. And I don't guess that it's going to change. So you pay your Part B deductible, which is small. And after that, you got 80% coverage, and you're thinking, well, man, I'm covered. What do I need anything more for? Well, there is no cap on the 20% that is your out-of-pocket. So most group insurance has what's called a stop loss, or it has a it has a cap. You know, it says that so you pay your deductible, and then it pays 80%. Some of them now pay 70%, 60%. You know, but just let's use 80%. That's what Medicare does. And then after you have so much out of pocket, or your bills are a certain amount, then it goes to 100%. Well, Medicare never does that. So the 20%, which is your share of the cost, has no limit on it. So it really, the thing that drives the need for insurance and why people need Medicare supplemental insurance is really this 20% under Part B with the no cap or no out-of-pocket. That's your biggest liability under Medicare, or your biggest shared risk. And that's what we're looking at primarily with Medicare supplements. And, you know, what I'm going to tell you is most people that I run into, that the only information that they really know or the only experience they've had with Medicare when they're just coming onto it is through people that are older than them or perhaps their parents that use Medicare. And most of them don't know any of these numbers. I mean, they just... They're many times the people that are talking are just looking at small bills, okay, and they're just looking at, you know, a $500 bill or a, you know, a bill where you had outpatient and you had cataracts, and so, you know, if all you were ever going to have are small bills, you really wouldn't need to buy a supplement. You'd be better off just keeping the money, of the premium, and just paying the small differences in the out-of-pockets yourself. But it's this 20% that is unlimited that you really need to have insurance for this.
Yeah, and when you look at $1,400 all of a sudden coming out of your budget right this minute, it's kind of scary too.
Yeah.
So that was, I was thinking, so if you were to get a Medicare supplement and you had Part A and you had Part B, you go into the hospital with most of the supplements you sell, it's going to pay
the $1,408.
The $1,408 bucks, and
the 20%.
The 20%, which
unlimited.
You know, we take the normal. You know, 1 week stay in the hospital. It's $30,000 to make it easy. They're going to pay $1,408 on Medicare Part A. They're going to pay $3,000 in the 20%. It would cost you. So if I didn't have this, I would probably my share of the liability with Medicare would be $4,408.
On this $15,000 bill, yeah, that we used as an example. Then the supplement is also going to pay the better supplements, if you get the Plan G, is if you go to a doctor that won't work on Medicare's 80%. So you can have some doctors who don't take Medicare assignment. They still take Medicare. They just don't agree to accept as payment the amount Medicare allows. They can do a thing called excess charges or balance billing. And the Plan G supplement pays that too. So there's a lot of little fine points, but if we're boiling it down to the essential, is that most supplements are going to cover the Part A deductible, the $1,408, and they're going to cover the 20% that you owe, no matter what it is. And then if you have one of the better supplements, you're going to get unapproved charges if you go to a specialist or something. Now, you need to be careful when you're buying these things, because a lot of these people selling Medicare supplement insurance, they're going to be just selling for one company. And when they're selling for that one company, they may be charging more than the other companies charge. So they're going to perhaps move you over to some plan that's not real common, and then it's going to have some holes in some of this stuff. So what I'm going to tell you is Medicare supplemental policies are standardized, and this is all in my book, that all the insurance companies have to sell exactly the same thing. So if you get a Plan G from Mutual of Omaha, or you get a Plan G from Heartland Financial, or you get a Plan G from Blue Cross, or any other company, AARP, United Healthcare, all Plan Gs offer exactly the same benefits. They pay exactly the same way. So when somebody say, oh, I have the best supplement going, well, no, you don't. You've got a supplement that is the same as everybody else's supplement, no matter which company they have it for. Now, the pricing can be different. So that's why I encourage people to shop and to get a bit educated on this. That's what we're working on providing on this show, is just giving people a framework to understand and make decisions about it. And if I'm buying this stuff, I'm going to want to buy it from somebody that represents several insurance companies, so they don't really have an incentive to steer me into their one particular one. Then they can go ahead and offer me either the lowest price one or close to it.
So in my case, you know, I'm turning 65 in October, which you know. And so at this point in time, when I go to shop for supplements, if I'm looking at a supplement, which I probably will, on Medicare Part A and Part B, those things are standard. What's the word that
standardized?
That means that I get the cheap deal because because I don't have any experience or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you've been on Medicare for whatever period of time, you don't have the standard issue or whatever the
guaranteed issue.
There you go.
Open enrollment. That's what you were looking for. Yeah. So people like you,
right,
that are turning 65 and going on Medicare for the first time, you have a thing called open enrollment, which allows any insurance company that sells Medicare supplement in North Carolina has to offer people new to Medicare their policy with no health questions.
That's the key, right? So when I'm turning 65, the fact that I've had lymphoma or that I'm diabetic or any of that stuff, you know, all those are not
relevant.
Not relevant. And so this is my window of opportunity, not open enrollment. This is my window of opportunity to get, you know, a policy issued without all the health stuff attached to it, underwriting.
Right. And it's also important to make a good decision, because this, for if you have some serious, because the stuff you have is serious, but you could buy a Medicare supplement if your health doesn't change 2 years from now, if the one you pick this year, you don't like it for some reason and you want me to change it to another one 2 years from now, unless you've had some reoccurrence or something, you could do that. You know, we have people that are on kidney dialysis that couldn't buy this stuff from anybody, and they come into this open enrollment. When we get somebody like that, we impress upon them, it's important that you make a good decision right now, because whatever plan you pick during that open enrollment, you're going to be stuck with the rest of your life, because you're not going to be able to change it 5 years from now or 3 years from now. So it's a nice thing that you can buy from anybody, any insurance company, and whoever's offering the best price, they can't ask you any health questions. But the downside to that is whoever you buy from, you're stuck with now. We point that out to people.
Or you're in a partnership now with.
Yeah. And yeah, that probably sounds better. The insurance companies wouldn't like me saying you're stuck with us. But I try to put things in terms that really people understand what I'm saying.
Well, that's why I said that. You know, the part I understand is that, wow, you know, this is a critical time. As you just first go on Medicare to go, okay, you know, now is open enrollment. Now, no, there's no health questions. Now I get an opportunity to save some money that would keep, you know, that's the gift that keep on giving for a long time.
Well, sure it is. And let's look at this from another perspective. Let's talk to the person who's 70 or 75 or 78, 80, and they've had a supplement for all these years. It's gone up in price significantly. Maybe they haven't even noticed because they're taking it out of their checking account. And even if they have noticed, they're fine with it because these things pay so well. I mean, they've used it, they've gotten it all paid and all the deductibles, and so they're just happy with it and they don't want to rock the boat. What I'm telling you is if you've got even major health conditions and you've got them under control, there are 40 other companies that sell exactly the same thing to the letter that you have now. And if you can answer their health questions, and we might even pick the company according to the health questions, you might be able to knock $50 a month, $100 a month off of your price. And when these companies take you new and they ask you the health questions, they have to cover you for whatever's wrong with you. The regulation of this stuff is all slanted toward the customer. And so the end of all that stuff is if you're paying a lot, it's probably a good time, even though these people have paid off well, to just take a look. I mean, we can give you a printout. You know, you just send me an email or give us a call. Send us your email address. Go on cardinalguide.com. Send us a message and tell us how old you are, what your zip code is, and we can send you a price listing for all the Plan Gs available in your zip code. Be about 40 of them.
Like 40.
Yeah.
To choose from. All Plan G, all the same thing you got in just 40 different prices.
And we represent most of them. And we do that so that we're not biased of sliding everybody into one company. And we want to, you know, we want people to pay for this. And we also want our customers to understand what they have. That's part of why I'm doing the radio show.
Because we do want us to finish well, which is what we're doing. So remember, you can go to cardinalguide.com there. You can email Hans those questions or ask him to, you know, for the book. He'll send it out to you absolutely free of charge. The important thing is that you get somebody to take a look at it, you know, to see what advantages that you know, Medicare can have. And it really is a godsend to a lot of people. So, Hans, that's a key essential in finishing well.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.